Minnesota man's third arrest follows bonds from group praised by VP Kamala Harris. By Bob Price on February 1, 2021. A fund that provides bonds for violent criminals in Minneapolis bailed out a man twice since October. The man now faces new felony charges. The Minnesota Freedom Fund received praise from then-VP candidate Kamala Harris and other members of President Joe Biden's team during the 2020 campaign. Prosecutors in Hennepin County filed charges against 29-year-old Thomas Mosley for the third time since October 2020. Hennepin County District Attorney Mike Freeman singled out the Minnesota Freedom Fund for their role in the release of the man they described as engaging in conduct especially dangerous to others, Alpha News reported. Vice President Kamala Harris tweeted support for the Minnesota Freedom Fund during the summer. If you're able to, chip in now to the Edmund Freedom Fund to help post bail for those protesting on the ground in Minnesota. Kamala Harris, at Kamala Harris, June 1, 2020. In September, Breitbart News' Jill Polak reported the fund bonded out a man accused of sexually assaulting an 8-year-old girl and another man accused of assaulting a 71-year-old woman. The Daily Wire reports that the fund is also supported by a dozen members of Joe Biden's presidential campaign. The district attorney's office charged Mosley with three new crimes late last week, according to Fox 9. Those charges include possession of marijuana, cocaine, psilocin mushrooms, and a firearm. On New Year's Eve, police arrested Mosley for damaging the Minneapolis Police Department's 5th Precinct and for a riot in downtown Minneapolis, the local Fox affiliate reported. The Minnesota Freedom Fund covered a $5,000 bond and a $60,000 bond for his previous arrests. The $5,000 bond followed Mosley's arrest in October connected to a protest inside the county's government center when officers found him in possession of a Glock handgun. Officer later searched his vehicle and found a cache of firearms and tactical gear. The cache included three handguns, a shotgun, a semi-automatic rifle, a gas mask, and 50 rounds of ammunition. They also found a stash of cocaine, mushrooms, and marijuana. Prosecutors said Mosley's persistent efforts to acquire firearms and continued engagement in criminal conduct especially dangerous to others raises significant concerns for public safety in a criminal complaint published by Alpha News. Breitbart News reached out to Hennepin County District Attorney Mike Freeman for additional information about Mosley's cases and the Minnesota Freedom Fund. An immediate response was not available. Mosley is currently in the Hennepin County Jail pending a $250,000 bond for a felony drug possession charge. He is also reportedly being investigated for additional firearms charges related to the incidents above, Fox 9 reported. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's Sunday morning talk show, What's Your Point? Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price, Parler at Bob Price, and Facebook.